coming out to Eddie's attic. We got some general housekeeping notes for you. Eddie's is a listening man. We certainly want you to applaud and have a good time, but please keep talking to a minimum during the performances. If you had to have a word, feel free to step out to a patio bar. We also ask that you silence all mobile devices during the show. Eddie's is a non-smoking venue, so step down to the front of the building and smoke. And also, please no flash photography. Thanks for coming out to Eddie's tonight, and enjoy the show. And ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from the Hen House Prowlers. Yeah.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
There's so much more to be home for. east and west, I'm going old. Sail these high seas, swaying back and forth on a mighty ship with an iron core. Yeah, but there's so much more to be home for. Well, I sure miss the smell of our home woods. I'd come home right now if I could. But yeah, the road still has a load. Yeah, but there's so much more to be home for.
Got down on my knees.
be forever alone.
Thank you, folks. We are the Hen House Prowlers from Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday night here in Atlanta. This, I believe, is our second time playing in this city. Is that right, John?
First time in Decatur.
We're going to do a song written by a former member of this band, one of the founding members, a guy named James Weibel. Incredible songwriter. This is a story that comes from Chicago via the South, because James worked at a coffee shop on the north side of Chicago, and his boss was an African-American woman who would tell him stories during their coffee breaks. And she talked about how difficult it was as a young woman in the South in the 1960s. If her family took a trip, they had to take their uncle's truck because it had two gas tanks, so they had to stop for gas half as often as most people just to stay out of trouble. And it's a great story, a great song. It's called Uncle Bubba. Introduce you to this guy. He has in fact been with the band for 3 weeks. And we're really lucky to have him. We called him a couple months ago and had about a 7-minute phone conversation with him. He had come highly recommended, and after that phone conversation we felt like we should give him a shot, and this tour is that shot. And despite that second song intro. Yeah, I know, it's true. It's true. He showed up more prepared than we could have ever asked for. He learned more, like, he went and dug through YouTube and found old songs that we don't even play anymore, and learned them. And he's a consummate professional. He's a graduate of the Berklee School of Music. But most importantly to us, he's a really good person, because we spend a lot of time together on the road. So please make welcome from Akron, Ohio, Mr. Jacob Alex. Jacob. I'm sorry, one last thing. You spend a lot of time with each other on the road, and you learn little interesting things about each other every day, especially at the beginning, and this is the beginning for sure. And he spends a lot of time on his computer, and I asked him what he was doing on his computer. He's writing a book, ladies and gentlemen, about mandolin technique. And he's a nerd. He's the right kind of nerd for a bluegrass band. This next song is written by a guy he just interviewed a couple weeks ago, and I think he likes playing this song probably because of that. So this is a Tim O'Brien tune. think my body split in two. Think I lost my point of view. Can a shadow make a man? Can a shadow understand? Did I lose another piece? Is that an elbow or a knee? I can't even find my hands. I'm a separation man. Watch me blow away like wind. See me not come back again. I tried to auction off my things, notify my next of kin. I don't own a house or a car, just some jeans and old guitar. I'm no family or friends. I'm a separation man. Maybe things ain't what they seem. Morning bright, I'm asked the dream. Showing us that nothing's real. Just maybe wheels in my cabin. Yeah.
not your fault, you have done no wrong. But if you don't, come with me now, he
It's our second time in town. I'm going to go ahead and assume that most people here haven't seen us before, and this next tune needs a little bit of a setup. We've been a band for 15 years, we've very much started as a bluegrass band in Chicago. Believe it or not, there is a bluegrass scene in Chicago, and it's pretty robust. We have the Old Town School of Folk Music, I've learned from many great people in how to play. And I mean, I think both John and I have. We started this band 15 years ago, and it's a beautiful place to start your career. But playing in a band has taken us places we never could have imagined. In 2013, we applied for a program called American Music Abroad, that is related to a program that started during the Cold War called the Jazz Ambassadors, Quickly, that program really came about because diplomats realized that musicians were much better diplomats than diplomats. Yes, something we can all get behind. So that program evolved over the years from being just jazz to all forms of American music. We applied to be a part of it in 2013, and the first trip we took, they sent us to West Africa, and then the next trip, they sent us to East Africa. And then we went to Nigeria, and then we ended up in Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. And then we went to Russia, Pakistan. It's become a big part of what we do as a band. And we realized pretty quickly that we have this opportunity to not only go to these places and learn about them and interface with musicians and people there, but also bring that experience home with us and make it part of our show, because we end up learning music from these places. And it's been a really rewarding thing for us as musicians. We just this past year, we were in Uzbekistan and Cambodia and Brunei. We're getting ready to go back to Africa in April. We're pretty excited about that. And we implement these songs into our set and have had so many amazing discussions with people after shows about our experiences and about their experiences and about the people they know from those countries, that it really inspired us to start this nonprofit called Bluegrass Ambassadors, where we take the experiences we've had and the fact that we have a really strong foundation in bluegrass music and bring those experiences to schools and to festivals and anywhere that wants to have us, really, and do these workshops with kids and adults alike that talk about all sorts of cultures all over the world. And one of the elements of that is continuing to play the music that we've fallen in love with from these countries. We're gonna do that right now. This song is from our second trip to Africa. We went to East Africa. This is from Kenya. And the song is sung in Swahili. It's a really beautiful love song. You won't understand a word of it unless you speak Swahili, but that's okay. It's called Surayako by a band named Sauti Sol. They are the biggest rock stars in Kenya. We actually had a chance to hang out with them, but here's the song. It's called Surayako. you guys. Folks over here on my left, we say we're a band from Chicago, but that we're lying, that we're kind of spread all over the place at this point. This guy is an incredible musician. We met him like 8 years ago at a show, and his band opened for us, and I really fell in love with his voice and his guitar playing then, and he's an incredible songwriter and just one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet. Please make welcome Mr. Chris Dollar.
Thanks, man. That was lovely. All right, we're going to do a song I wrote now called Away Away. Battles won, there is no foe. Where did you like to go? Away, away. There's a place in my mind, far beyond horizon lines, covered mountains tall and gray, with a little place to stay. Away, away. On the road, we'll go anywhere, any place that's far.
We got one more song here. We're going to take a very, very short break, a 10-minute break, and come back and play some more bluegrass music. We are the Hen House Prowlers from Chicago. If you want to see more and learn a little bit more about our travels, there's a TV out by the merch table. We actually carry a television with us all over the country. there's some pictures on there from where we've been and some other information. And we'll see you guys next set. We're going to do a song written by our bass player here. This is Mr. John Goldfine.
Was anyone here to see Don Sternberg a few months ago? No, no one came to see Don? I figured there'd be a few. Don with Frank Sullivan, they did a duo tour. Some great mandolin playing. But if there's any Don Sternberg fans in the house, he produced the next album, which this song is the title track to. It's called Still on That Ride.
Oh honey, are we there yet? Has it been long enough? Sometimes the road is easy, sometimes the road is rough. I'm still on that ride. We share the simple pleasures of living day to day.
With the Hen House Prowlers, Eddie's Attic, Decatur, Georgia. 24-2020. FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, ADA, AARP. Chef CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Sound Devices 722. Approximately 8 feet from stage, 8 feet in the air. In the sweet spot for show number 32 of 2020. Happy birthday, Hank Siegelson. Good seeing you here. And dedicating tonight's recording and tonight's stream to my good friend Gwen Hewitt up in Nashville, Tennessee. Sending you prayers, strength, and love. Miss you, Gwen.
Hey, thanks for sticking around, everybody. If you don't mind, we're going to play some more bluegrass music for you.
Ain't nothing more than your little dancing. Come Thank you, folks. We're gonna do an Osborne Brothers tune now. Yeah. I first heard this song off the record that Mac Wiseman did with them. We'll try to emulate that a bit here. Here we go. Midnight Flyer.
Two, three, four.
From our travels here in August. Oh.
I was wondering how that happened.
It's embarrassing. Back in August, we traveled to Uzbekistan, and we had a really incredible time there. It's a country that not a whole lot of Americans get a chance to visit. And I actually flew in a few days early to explore the capital, Tashkent, and right before we left, we recorded ourselves singing this next song, and we did it in my living room, and we sent the video ahead of time. This is my in-ear monitor. Somehow got stuck in my...
And your ears are up here.
So anyway, the story is... We recorded this song. It's a traditional Uzbek folk tune, and we recorded it in my living room and sent it to the embassy before we got there. The video got there a couple days before we did, and they shared it on Facebook. And in Uzbekistan, Facebook is not that big of a deal. They have this app called Telegram, which is big in Russia. It's big all over that part of the world, And somebody ripped the video off of Facebook and put it on Telegram, and 6 million people watched this video. And so, little known, unbeknownst to us, we were celebrities before we even got there. And like my second day there, I went to this pretty famous place to get the most traditional food in that part of the world. It's called plov. Plov is a rice dish with carrots and raisins and some horse meat sometimes. And it's really delicious and really rich. It is. The horse meat, not so much. But the most of it's really good. And I was sitting eating dinner by myself, and I heard somebody on their phone behind me listening to our video. And like it struck me, like, oh my gosh, like this is really gone viral here. So we couldn't really go anywhere over there without people pointing at us and saying, oh, those are the guys. This song is called Kilpalama in Uzbek. That means do not fidget. And it really is, it's kind of a play on words. It's like, don't let your love for me waver. Don't let, keep your love strong. It's a really beautiful tune. And I like it a lot because I get to use the head on my banjo as a drum, because they play a lot of drums over there. So we're going to play Kilpalama for you. And if anybody in here is adventurous, even in the slightest, and want to do something really cool, Uzbekistan just opened their borders to tourists, and it's one of the most stunningly beautiful countries in the world. So, here we go.
Kilpalama, ha ha, Kilpalama.
Folks, back here behind me, I've been playing music with this guy for more than 15 years. He and I started this band together. He is just one of the kindest people you could ever meet. He makes sure I don't do dumb stuff all the time.
I try.
I appreciate it very much. Please make welcome from Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Jonathan Goldfein.
You know, Ben, I was wondering, when is he going to give me a proper introduction?
I know, that was it. John wrote this song. It's a beautiful song about a lost soul that also happens to be a carny.
Hey, mister, can you spare a couple quarters or a buck? You see, I came into town with the carnival last weekend. Now they've up and left, ain't it just my luck? I was following my sweetheart. She said she'd meet me in town. And I spent everything I had on these flowers, but she never came around.
I can guess your birthday. Just give me a couple dollars if I'm right.
If I keep on guessing,
might make it to Gibsonburg tonight. Let me guess your weight. You don't have to give me nothing if I'm wrong.
If my love for her means nothing,
it's just a fool's carnival song.
That sweet young sideshow queen, she promised she would give herself to me. Oh, I think that we'll be married when the carnival is over, around about September 23. But now she's in Gibsonburg, we're two whole counties apart. And I'm afraid she'll fall in love with the strong man. That would break my heart.
I can guess your birthday. Just give me a couple dollars if I'm right.
And if I keep on guessing,
I might make it to Gibsonburg tonight. Let me guess your weight. You don't have to give me nothing if I'm wrong.
If my love for her means,
just a fool's carnival song.
Myself into trying to follow that girl from town to town. Now I sit here on this lonely street corner, begging for change. Man, my luck is down, and it's 98 degrees, and the sun bakes my skin. And I hope to see my sweetheart before autumn, but I'm afraid she's with him again.
I can guess your birthday. Just give me a couple dollars if I'm right.
And if I keep on guessing,
I make it to Gibsonburg tonight. Let me guess your weight. You don't have to give me nothing if I'm wrong.
My love for her means nothing.
It's just a fool's carnival song.
Just a fool's carnival song.
we're going to sing you an a cappella number.
Folks on the banjo, from Homer, New York, this is Ben Wright. I'm making these guys uncomfortable because I'm making them stand without their instruments for a minute here, but I'm gonna talk about Ben a little because he's gonna be on this IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association, Leadership Bluegrass Committee. Coming up in a few weeks here, and it's, you know, they don't pick just anyone to do that. So he's something special. And we're really lucky to have him in our band. Yeah, that's all I have to say. He wrote this next number.
Folks say there was a man named Jesus, and that there is little doubt that he had a way of thinking every person should try out. But not long after this man's words across the land began to spread, influential men of power started twisting what he said. Don't judge your neighbor unless you're looking in the mirror. It doesn't matter one bit if they didn't come from here. Feed the hungry. You might be hungry one day too. Not every person on this planet is as fortunate as you. Now it's 2,000 years later, and some say it's getting worse. These men are only getting louder and increasingly perverse. So let's take a moment to make sure it's not all misconstrued, cause it never hurts to go back to a subject and review. Don't judge your neighbor unless you're looking in the mirror. It doesn't matter one bit if they didn't come from here. Feed the hungry. You might be hungry one day too. Not every person on this planet is as fortunate as you. You don't have to be a Christian to take on this point of view. Let us not forget that Jesus was a Muslim prophet too. Did you know that's really true? You can be a Hindu,
vegan, Catholic,
or arthropod.
You don't
even have to believe in a higher power God. Don't judge your neighbor
unless you're looking in the mirror.
It doesn't matter one bit if they didn't come from here. Feed the hungry.
You might be hungry one day too.
Not every person on this planet is as fortunate as you. Now as this song comes to a close and we all go along our ways, it's important to remember there are coming better days. If we all just take a moment to remember what is best, we are all just human beings. No one's better than the rest.
Well, we got another brand new song for you written by Mr. Chris Dollar. Probably the seventh time we've played it live, something like that.
We're counting.
But the first time with your
earbud on your
No, no, it's fine. While you were talking, I took care of it.
What's that saying? You wear your monitor on your sleeve?
You guys are such a wonderful listening audience. I decided I didn't need my in-ear monitors to hear this set, and I put my coat on, and somehow it got in my sleeve. I just want to explain what was going on. One, two, We learned for our trip to, we just got back from Cambodia like 6 weeks ago, and we had an incredible time there. We were in Siem Reap and Battambang and Phnom Penh, and got to travel across the country and see the kind of the deep inside of Cambodia, and then also the more urban areas, and it was really powerful. The thing about musicians in Cambodia right now, it's really fascinating and something that I couldn't wrap my head around until we actually had a chance to talk to them, was that the Khmer Rouge wiped out an entire generation of artists. And so there are musicians now that are working to be, and have careers in music who don't have musicians to look up to because a terrible dictatorship wiped them out. And so to sit across a table from these people and talk to them about their existence as artists was really humbling for us and moving. And it was really incredible to pull this song out wherever we were, because this song is kind of like almost, it's just shy of the national anthem. And everybody knows this song. And we couldn't even really get the words out before everybody started singing with us. It was really beautiful. And so we're gonna share it with you. What's cool about this song for us, and performance-wise, is that sometimes we follow the songs that we learn note for note. Like, we try to copy them exactly the way they were performed, except on bluegrass instruments. This song, we were able to actually pay tribute to it, start off playing the song the way it was originally played, and then turn it into a bluegrass song. And you'll get to hear that here. So this is called Snaya Porp, which means, in Khmer, that means unlucky love.
World took a kai posnai apo kamai katun vaim le stu presen karolatun chul snai snai mbori san la o kingdom prokam kanam
again here. When you don't, we just knew he was a good mandolin player. We had no idea he had a beautiful voice.
My friend.
thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I got. You made me cry, I cried a lot. Now that you're gone, honey, thanks a lot. mountains, canyons, and rivers wide. Snowy peaks, sandy beaches too. Don't forget that wildflower sunrise.
Set here. Please come say hello. Hello at the merch table. Hello.
This is the first track on our most recent album. Ben likes to write songs about tragic things, tragic accidents. This is one of them.
It's called The Devil's Horn. My name is Stuart Pell, and this story I will tell. Hey, this little town you saw it in. Man behind the wheel with a devil lost a deal. Still too much for one to comprehend. As the sun began to rise, life was seep out of my eyes. When I heard the sound that made my blood run cold. I can't see that river, but I sure as rock could tell. Something fierce was heading down the road.
Thank you.
to show. The folks here built the town to be reborn. Those of us left who were there still say a silent prayer. I swear we hear that damn infernal horn. I'll put up on the hill at a destiny of hell. I'm the only man awake to hear a horn. Get the hell out of line, cause the devil doesn't die. Looking for a hillbilly but a horn. Thank you all so much. We are the In House Power. Send this thank you very much, by the way. We would love to do it. I think we might go two, is that all right? I hope so. We're gonna send this up to our friend Tim over here, who's been seeing one version of this band or another band or another for many years. Song written by the great James Lockwood.
Well, I wander alone down a dark and lonely road. Yes, I'm a drifter, Lord, I'm a drifter. But my feet have grown tired, I guess I'm finally drifting home. Slowly winding my way back to Jesus. Yeah, it's been a long, long time, and I've got pretty old, and I've been and unkind, and I'm wretched and blind. But I'll be damned if I'm gonna try to save my soul. Yeah.
y'all. This will be the last song of the evening. Come say hi out on the merch table.
You are my only, I don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care.
We're living on Sprouted.
The Z-Man with the Hen House Prowlers, Eddie's Attic, Decatur, Georgia, 2-4-2020, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, ADA, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Sound Devices 722, approximately 8 feet from stage, 8 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 32 of 2020. Happy birthday, Hank Siegelson. Good seeing you here. And dedicating tonight's recording and tonight's stream to my good friend Gwen Hewitt up in Nashville, Tennessee, sending you prayers, strength, and love. Miss you, Gwen.